Remember, the Congress have most to fear in November is that their own popularity in the polls is lower than that of the president, 21% to his 26 or 27%. So the tendency in November will be to vote the ins out, and there are more Democrats in. In the spotlight in the World Series of Skiing, Vail, Colorado, Anna Marie Prell dominates the women's event. She has two more gold medals in slalom. Bankers Trust Company, our nation's number seven, increased its prime rate to 9%. Amtrak raising passenger fares another 5% in mid-April, the second increase in 5 months. Increased fuel and labor costs, we're told. Skyjacking in Black Africa. East African Airways plane with 35 aboard, flying from Nairobi to the Kenya coast, was diverted. The skyjackers, an Ethiopian couple, gave themselves up in Uganda. What else is new in Lubbock, Texas? The Wilkinson brothers are using cotton burrs. That's the husk of the cotton bowl, heretofore wasted. And they're grinding those cotton burrs and pressing them into fireplace logs, which sell for a quarter and burn for 3 hours. And the moon is made of green cheese. A rock sample brought back by the Apollo 17 crew has been identified as dunite. Now, it's a mineral, but it is greenish. Anyway, I promise you, at 7:07 Central Time this evening, another spring. Page 2.
When you're in Los Angeles, stay at the dazzling new Los Angeles Marriott Hotel. Because no matter where you travel, a Marriott Hotel always means a marvelous time. And the exciting new Los Angeles Marriott is exactly what we're talking about. With 7 superb restaurants and lounges, a sensational swim-up bar in our big, beautiful pool, and the new Los Angeles Marriott is only minutes away from LA International Airport, a great location, the center of everything in Southern California. Ask the toll-free information operator for Marriott's nationwide 800 number.
The newest bar where you can buy booze in Ireland is in a hospital in Dublin. In a hospital, and it's managed by nuns. The Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word. Their spiritual director says, quote, medically, it's a good thing to have a bar in a hospital, end quote. Shop Talk, FCC Chairman Wiley, challenges the broadcast industry to behave. He warned the NAB that he and the FCC are going to crack down on what he calls irresponsible broadcasters who engage in fraudulent billing, rigged contests, hoax announcements, misrepresentations to the commission, unauthorized transfers of ownership or control, and other shoddy practices. The International Broadcaster's Choice as Woman of the Year, Mary Tyler Moore. President Nixon found another friendly audience outside Washington, NAB delegates and their wives in Houston last night. They cheered and applauded announcements that there'd be no gas rationing, that filling stations will be open again on Sundays. And they cheered when he said that having done no wrong, he would not resign, he would stand and fight for what he believed right. But the loudest applause was when he said the president should treat the press just as fairly as the press treats him. And it is significant, perhaps, that the only Republican senators so far to urge impeachment, that the only Republican senators in favor of impeachment or removal from office by other means are one from Massachusetts, which did not vote for Mr. Nixon anyway, and one from New York City, which didn't mean to. You know about those two female bartenders in Chicago? Went streaking right through the Loop Division police station, took off their clothes in their parked car outside, and those ladies went streaking right through the police station. Asked why. One of them said it's just not safe to streak out on the street. Vance Gregg, Nashville, knew the symptoms. He'd had two previous heart attacks. He went to the First Assembly of God Church and, kneeling at the altar, died. When is a dead person dead remains indefinite. This legal uncertainty has been a major factor in discouraging organ transplants. There is no one definition of death which satisfies both the legal and the medical professions. Doctors generally refer to brain death when the brain ceases to function, even though the heart and lungs may be kept going mechanically. When the brain ceases to function, they say the patient's dead, but the law has not yet so decreed. California's Attorney General Abel Younger is urging the legal profession to accept the medical definition. But what to do with what's left of you when you die? In West Palm Beach, Florida, you can be sculptured into a flower pot. Armand Henault keeps his dead friends around. He takes their ashes and molds and sculpts them into flower pots or hanging lanterns or aquarium houses through which the fish can swim in and out. And he has thus immortalized 80 and has a backlog of orders. Page 3.
Country GMC, representing Montana with a number of sharp used pickup trucks. Some are four-wheel drive in half and three-quarter ton size, and they're now available at Town and Country GMC. Also, several new doubles are on hand in two- and four-wheel drive Suburbans. New half and three-quarter ton pickups are arriving daily. And whether you buy new or used, there is excellent financing available for a great deal right now. Stop in at Town and Country GMC, 123 North 15th in Billings. Call 252-6631.
Now, here is a potpourri of the day's news from page 3. Princess Margaret and her Lord Snowden to visit the United States in May. New York sportswear designer Annie Klein is dead at 51. Actor Mickey Rooney's four children by his fifth wife have been adopted by their mother's parents. Rooney is now married to wife number 7. O.W. Pridgeon of Ontario, Oregon is celebrating 64 years with his first wife today. And if your high school band has been invited to a doings in Washington, D.C. on May 15, double check before making any more plans. Somebody has been inviting participation in a May 15 event, which is not going to be. New England Medical Center, Boston. A cancer patient on the adjustable platform couch being x-rayed. When the elevating device which moved the couch closer to the x-ray machine somehow malfunctioned, and it kept going up and up and up, and she was crushed between the couch and the machine. Hilda McKenzie was 65. Today's classic bumper sticker seen by Malcolm Brann in Felton, California. It says, quote, it says, I need a mess of help to stand alone. American Armed Forces, Army, Navy, Marines have discharged from military service almost 36,000 men and women during the past fiscal year for unsuitability. New Orleans, the government says Jim Garrison falsified his federal income tax returns for the 3 years while he was district attorney. His own former associate, who has testified that he delivered bribery payoffs to Garrison, under cross-examination says that he can't remember if he delivered any of those payments in those particular years. In Corpus Christi, Texas, George Parr back to prison. The Duke of Duval County, who helped LBJ along the way to the White House, has himself been indicted 3 times, served 1 term in prison. Yesterday was convicted again. This time, he, now 73, could get 32 years. Turkey, after 15 months doing it our way, is going back to growing opium poppies as a cash crop and on government farms. 80% of our nation's illegal heroin comes from Turkey. Sarasota, Florida, low on water. The water table is so far down that they've curtailed outdoor watering in Sarasota. In the Deland, Florida, some guy Dowling passes gas stations on his bicycle with his poodle in the bike basket. And our For What It's Worth department understands that they have found a bathtub full of homemade illegal booze in Stockholm, but the moonshiner says that he did not make that liquor to sell. nor to drink. To bathe in.
That's what he says.
He says it's the greatest way there is to lose weight. Says it makes your stomach shrink. If you'll just lie in it 45 minutes a day.
All right. Well, Harvey. When it's time to make a good thing better, like home improvements, see Jim Potter of Club Beerweiler. They're at Midland National Bank. Learn how Midland's HIP lets you include new furniture and fixtures and even non-housing needs to your loan.
Together we'll make it happen. You and the Midland National Bank.
The Midland National Bank of Billings, member FDIC.
And now today's market price at the first banking company lot on top, which your hogs from 200 to 250 pounds, is $1.50 lower today at $30 per hundredweight. Heavier weights, grades, and sows are purchased accordingly. The Pierce Packing Company pays premium for select hogs from 7 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Again, today's prices find top butchers $1.50 lower at $30. Sows 50 cents lower at $19.50 to $23.50, and boars 50 cents lower at $17.50 to $21.50. Time right now, ladies and gentlemen, 12:15.